Jasper Sunshine, The Belfort Wolves, Book 3, written by C.K. Knoll, narrated by Aaron Ross. Chapter 1, Jasper.
Fuck, yes!
Tristan yelled. I grunted and fucked him harder and faster, my balls slapping his ass in a steady rhythm. I love fucking his tight hole, and the feel of his warm shoot wrapped around my hard shaft. I leaned down and smashed my mouth over his. He screamed into the kiss as I changed angles. I broke the kiss and peered into his brown eyes. His usually styled platinum hair was sweaty and stuck to his feminine face. He was a stunning man, tiny frame, yet had a fit body, a twink to the nth degree. Tristan's eyes flashed, and I saw his cat prowling beneath them. Tristan was a shifter like me, but unlike me, he shared his spirit with a mountain lion while I shared mine with a wolf. Tristan growled at me and raked his nails across my back.
Harder,
he yelled, and I complied, growling in return. I was sure his claws cut into my flesh. Tristan's fangs lengthened, causing my wolf to bark and snarl. Tristan wasn't our mate, and no way was he going to mark us. Granted, we hadn't met our mate yet, but that didn't mean we wanted to be marked by someone not ours. I growled again as Tristan leaned forward to nip my neck. I lurched back, pulling out of his snug passage and flipping him to his stomach. He yelped in surprise as I gripped his waist and plowed back into his crease, sheathing myself in one thrust.
Oh, God! Yes, fuck me! Fuck your cock! Right there! Oh, my God!
Tristan wailed, and I resumed my assault. I felt my orgasm race through my body. I was close, and Tristan's tiny rosette tightened around my shaft. He screamed in pleasure as I reached around and grasped his throbbing cock, stroking it in tandem to my thrusts.
I'm coming!
He yelled, trembling beneath me. Yes, fucking come! Shoot that fucking load! I shouted as his hole grew tighter and warm semen covered my hand. I thrust deep and stilled. My cock erupted and filled him with my cum. I grunted and shivered, pulling out and slamming back in. I did it two more times, pushing the last drop of my cum in him before collapsing to the side. I closed my eyes, attempting to catch my breath. Our panting was all I could hear. Damn, I was going to miss this, I thought. Today was my last night in Florida, and I still hadn't told Tristan. Our relationship had run its course, and he was getting too clingy, especially with his mountain lion wanting to mark me. This break from each other would be for the best. I flopped my head to the side and opened my eyes as Tristan tried to snuggle my side. He moved closer, burying his face in my chest. I cringed. I was not into cuddling. That wasn't part of our deal. I detangled myself from his grasp and rose from the bed.
Where are you going?
Tristan mumbled. I sighed as I walked to the bathroom to grab a warm cloth. I wiped my sticky dick, then ran the fabric under the sink's warm water before returning to the room. I held out the cloth. Here. Tristan slowly opened his eyes.
Why are we getting cleaned? That was only our first round. We usually go two or three.
That was our only round. You need to get dressed, and I need to pack, I replied.
Pack?
Tristan flew up into a sitting position. I rolled my eyes. Here, take the rag and get cleaned. Tristan stared at the cloth as if it were a snake ready to strike. I pushed it forward, urging him to take it. He narrowed his eyes and snatched the damp towel from my hands.
What do you mean, pack? Where are you going?
He asked, wiping his body. I turned toward my dresser and pulled out a pair of sweats. I was nervous about leaving. My father...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?